I am Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. So today, I would like to talk to you guys about how I learned to completely get rid of stress and how to give your body the rest it really needs. And I thought this would be an appropriate topic because last week we were planning to come here on vacation, and we're like making our list of everything we want to pack, and I'm like, okay, I want to bring these books and I want to bring this so I can get this accomplished. I'm like starting to feel overwhelmed, like my heart's pounding, like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna get all this stuff done, especially on vacation? Then I'm just like, you know what? What if I take an actual vacation and don't bring anything? So that's what I did. I haven't brought any success books. I haven't listened to any podcasts. I didn't want to do anything, I guess, productive, but rest. And so a while in the past, I talked about how to stop feeling overwhelmed in six steps. And I did engage on the things I talked about, but I wasn't really fully resting. You know, I got rid of the stress, but I still wasn't in the mode of rest. Like I was still feeling kind of overwhelmed. And so this week I decided that I wasn't going to do that. So I just pretty much dumped everything I was normally supposed to do that's productive. And I want to teach you guys how to completely rest. And so there are two different kinds of rest. You know, there's like the physical rest of letting your body sleep and relax. And then this might sound kind of weird. It's kind of a spiritual rest for your soul. Before you turn this off and say, oh, this girl is ultra spiritual. No. Let me just hold on for a second. So a rest for your soul is basically just your mind, will, and emotions. It's basically just you. It's like, it's your mind and your brain. It's just you. It's not your body. It's like your inside. If that makes sense, then great. I'm not trying to sound all spiritual by saying soul and whatever. I'm just trying to help you get the difference between the two rests. So there's a rest for your soul, which sometimes we have a lot of time trying to rest. You know, like we're resting. If you're like me, sometimes when you're resting, you might be thinking of other things you can do, which stresses you out. Or you're working, you might take a little break that's deserved and go and do something. So the first step to stop feeling overwhelmed and to completely get rid of stress is to fully rest when you're resting and fully work when you're working. And so to fully rest while you're resting is allowing your brain and your mind and your whole emotions to just pretty much not shut down, but just give it a break. Just because how you don't feel very good if you're like on running of like 3 hours of sleep, the same way that your body will let you know that you're not getting enough sleep or water or whatever, your emotions will let you know that you're not taking care of yourself. Your emotions are really, really good, I guess, pinpointers to let you know how you're doing. Because I found that if I've gotten easily angered or I'm upset, I need to take an inventory of what I'm doing and just completely get rid of stress, because stress will affect your physical, it will affect you, period. It's not good on you. So that's why I thought this was appropriate. And then the second step to completely getting rid of stress is to stay fully in the present. I found that before vacation, you go and delete pictures so you have enough storage on your phone to, you know, make memories here. I found myself going through that and I would get stuck in the past almost. Like, I'm like, oh, that was a fun trip, full from my trip. And I would have like, and I'd just be thinking about that, like pretty much in the past. Or like, if you're constantly thinking about the future, it's also stealing your time in the now. So whether you're thinking about the past or the future, you're not in the now. So anything that's stealing you from the present is stealing your life. Hard truth. And then the third tip is to find a hobby you enjoy. So even if you don't have any vacation time, even if you don't have any like savings to set aside to go on vacation, you can still do this. Find a hobby you enjoy. There was a story of a pastor. He had been pastoring for like 20 years, and he was like, okay, here's my 5-year plan. I'm gonna quit in 5 years. Here's the plan. And this guy's like, oh, I was listening to a jump of your podcast a while ago. This is before I wanted to take my rest. And he's like, this was the only time I felt like I could like tell him what to do. He said, you know what? Find a hobby that relaxes you. Find a hobby that just completely gets your mind off anything that stresses you out. So I give that same advice to myself and to you. Find a hobby you enjoy. Find a hobby that you can almost like get lost in and not have to worry about today or tomorrow or whatever. That you can stay in the present and just fully enjoy yourself. And that leads us to the fourth point. So we have the fully work while you're working, fully rest while you're resting, stay fully in the present, and find a hobby you enjoy. And the fourth point is, I love this. It's an old song. It's called, I guess the chorus is, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You guys, we don't have time to do things that we don't like to do. Life is too short to work at things we don't enjoy. We need the time to enjoy ourselves. Even if you, like I said earlier, even if you don't have the money or the means to go on an exotic vacation, you can just take your family to a picnic in the park and just relax and talk and laugh and just enjoy yourself. So I don't know, I really hope this, you enjoyed this, but enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself is later than you think. Go look that song up. It sounds kind of bouncy, but it has a really deep meaning in it. So enjoy yourself. Enjoy the weekend. Go take your, I give you permission to go and have fun with your family. Have fun with some friends. Be in the present. Enjoy yourself. I know I keep saying that, but I'm trying to get that point in your head. So I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to hear our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.